This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a big trade meeting on the agenda in Washington this week. Chinese President Xi's top trade person is coming to meet with his White House counterpart as the Trump administration tries to make good on its campaign promise to toughen up on its dealings with Beijing. The administration says national security concerns would justify tariffs or quotas on imported steel and aluminum. That's the proximate cause of this meeting. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson connects the economic dots here.
This starts with a simple economic problem, at least simple to understand, if not solve. Globally, the supply of steel and aluminum has grown much faster than demand. When supply exceeds demand, prices fall. Ishwar Prasad is a trade policy professor at Cornell.
A lot of the increase in the capacity has come from China. In China, of course, the government does play a significant role in propping up industries.
So the national security theory here is that if U.S. domestic steel and aluminum industries atrophy because they can't compete with low foreign prices, well, then we might not be able to make the things we need to defend ourselves. The Commerce Department recently offered a few options. Levy tariffs on all imports of steel and aluminum, target just a few countries, and or cap imports of both metals. Dan Eikenson with the Cato Institute.
I hope that they choose to do none of these because it really will inspire retaliation from other countries. I think this opens a Pandora's box and will encourage countries like China to do something similar on semiconductors, India to do something similar on food.
And domestically, higher tariffs could mean higher prices on stuff made from those metals. Emily Blanchard is a professor at Dartmouth.
Everything from tanks to airplanes to cars.
Even beer cans.
I am telling you, your beer could get more expensive.
More importantly, these options could put us in a tricky spot with important trading partners and allies, because lots of these imports actually come from Canada and Europe. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.